we are holding in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel Sif Dalet. The Mechaber begins, Chore Habayis V'zizin Habolten Me'aksolim. Any type of hole or protrusion in the walls of the house, or coming out of the walls from the house. So She'enem Gvoyim Harbe V'lo Nemuchim Harbe. If they're not too high or not too low, they were in with normal reach and usage of a person, therefore, tzrichin bedika. They require bedika. Avol hagevoyim, she'en yad ha'odom magasham, if they're too high, or v'hanemuchim, pachos mishloshe tvachim, if they're within 3 tvachim from the ground. Einan tzrichin bedika. They're not usable, and we do not assume that chametz was put in there, and they do not need a bedika. However, if the case is that this is a house that has young children, they will require a bedika regardless of how low they are or how close to the floor that they are. The Mechaber continues in Sifhei. Gag hayotzia v'hamigdol. These are certain types of either sheds or storehouses. Shegagei meshupoim, the roofs are slanted. Uvipnei kach, ein gageim ru'uyim l'shum tashmish. Being that the roofs are slanted, they are therefore not usable for any type of storage, and therefore no bedika is necessary. Einim tzichim bedika afilu heim b'seich habayis. The Mishnah Berurah happens to mention here an interesting etzah. He says that let's say you have an attic that is usable for storage and would require a bedika. So if it is very difficult to check it, so you can rely on a mechiras chametz, selling the attic and all the chametz in the attic to a goy, and thereby pater your entire chiyuv of bedika in that area. The Mechaber continues Sif Vav. Now, in Sif Vav, we are going to learn that there are certain places, such as a yard or a barn, where either birds or animals are found, and therefore do not need a bdika. Why not? Because we rely on the chazoke, that the chometz was most probably eaten by the birds. However, the Shulchan Aruch puts in a very important qualification in this heter. And that is, as we're going to see, that these areas, this barn or yard that we're talking about, is only a yard that might have had chametz in it. But if we know for a fact there was chametz in the yard, since the assumption that the chametz was eaten by birds is only a possibility, we cannot rely on that assumption, that is, that the chametz was eaten by the birds, in a case where we know for a fact that there was chametz in the yard. This is called the rule of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Let's take a look inside of the Mechaber. Refesh Shel Boker. A barn, Ein Otzorch Bidika, does not require Bidika. Shem Hoya Shem Chametz HaBehemes Yechluhu. Because any chametz in the barn, we can assume, was eaten up by the animals. V'chein lul shel tarnagolim, the chicken coop is the same, ein tzarich bedika. V'pnei shim hoyi shom chametz hatarnagolim yochlu. V'chein em tzor shel chotzer, the center of the chotzer of a yard, ein tzarich bedika. The same rule. She'im hoyi shom chametz, im hoyi shom chametz, ha'orvim u'shar oifes hametzuyim shom yochlu. The birds that visit the chotzer will eat any chametz that they find. Now here the Mechaber adds, as mentioned before, that there's a very important qualification to this din. V'hani mili mi sofik chametz. We are discussing all cases here. The chametz is only a possibility that it was there. It's called sofik chametz. Aval vadei chametz. If we know that, if we can define this as an area that has vadei chametz, and we'll discuss what that is shortly. Lo, then the heter does not apply, and a regular bedika will have to be done. So now, at what point is it defined as an area that is vadei chametz, and at what point safek chametz? So here the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes, and that is, according to the Magen Avraham, we know for a fact that chametz was brought into this yard within 30 days of Pesach. It is therefore considered a mokum avadei chametz. And as we said, a bdika will be required. The Mekor Chaim is Mekel, and he says that only if we're talking about a yard that we know that chametz was brought into it on Erev Pesach itself, only at that point, Yuddal and Yusin, only at that point will become Vadai Chametz. Any Chametz brought in before that, even if it is Vadai, since we know that there are animals, there are birds in the Chotzer, it is considered a Mokum of, when it comes to the Zman of Yuddal, it is considered a Mokum of Safik Chametz, and we can assume that the birds will eat it, and no Bedika will be required. That is the Shita of the Mekor Chaim. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is discussing certain outdoor areas where animals are normally found. What would be if someone actually kept live chickens inside his house? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlekes ha-poiskim. And that is, do we also say that the chazaka, that chickens ate the chametz, applies here as well, inside the person's house? Or do we say that no, the floor of a house, any home which we know that there was chametz inside the house, at any time near Pesach, we can assume is a mokum of vadei chametz, and therefore even having chickens inside your house will not pater you from being boidek the floor of your house. So, in fact, according to many poiskim, a house that has chickens, in a chanami, you do not need to be boidek the floor. You can assume that the chametz is eaten by the chickens. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that you do need to sweep underneath the beds in case there might be a large piece of chametz which was unedible for the chickens and was left over. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah points out that a house without chickens, so the halacha is that all areas of the floor must be checked carefully, including underneath the tables and benches, etc. That is the shita of many poskim. The Mishnah Berurah, however, brings that the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagree, and they argue that any home in which chametz is eaten is a place which we consider that certainly had chametz at one point on the floor. And therefore, we have the rule that we mentioned before, Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Let's go back and look at the Rambam. Avul Kaman in Simen Tov Mem Hei. The Rambam is going to ask a contradiction on the psak that we just learned of the Shulchan Aruch. Because in Simen Tov Mem Hei, we learned, Timutu Lahashlik Chometz B'mokim Sha'oifos Mitzuyim. That it is mutter, we're talking about a person who is trying to dispose of his chametz on Erev Pesach. He is allowed to take the chametz and throw it into a chotzer, because in chotzer, there are birds in the chotzer, and you can assume the chametz will be eaten by the birds. So the Rama says, Kol Shekein, if that's the case, that Shein Tzach Levayer Misham Afil Chametz Vadai. If you're allowed to take your chametz on Erev Pesach and throw it into the chotzer, you certainly do not have to go ahead and remove your chametz vadai from the chotzer ad la'achar zman yisuro, unless it's already zman yisur and you know that you have chametz. But until then, you can certainly assume that the birds will eat your chametz. So how could it be that here the Mechavra tells us that when it comes to vadai chametz, you are still obligated to do a bedika? So, the Mishnah Berurah brings a solution to this contradiction, which is accepted by many poskim. And that is, that it depends. what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in Tov Mem Vav, about throwing your chametz into a chotzer, that is talking about a particular type of chotzer. That is a chotzer which is a public area. Since it is a public area, you are that is called bir chametz. You are throwing your chametz to a makom mufkar. And that is the equivalent of being mafkir your chametz or selling it to a goy, and your yotze bir chametz. And even if in the end it won't be eaten by birds, it is still considered a bir chametz. Whereas over here we are discussing a private chotzer, and therefore a bedikah would be required in a case of vadei chametz. So let's just summarize the sif. An area such as a yard which was frequented by birds does not require bedikah, unless we know that the yard had chametz either within 30 days, within Pesach, according to the Magen Avraham, or on Erev Pesach itself, according to the Mekor Chaim. If that is the case, we then say that this chotzer is a makom of vadei chametz, and we therefore apply the rule ein sofik moitzi midei vadei. The Mechaber continues sif zayin. Chor shebein Yehudi l'chaveira. You have a wall now. And keep in mind that the walls in the time of the Chazal were quite thick. So the Mechaber tells us, and there are two people on each side of the wall. Chor shebein Yehudi l'chaveiro, kol echad boidek an mokom sheyodo magas, v'shar mevato b'libo v'dayo. That the halacha is, since any hole in a wall is a possible storage area for chametz, you are therefore obligated to do a bdika. However, you are only obligated to be boidik what you can actually reach with your hand. Anything beyond that, even if there is vadei chametz, the Mechaber paskins, for that you can rely on bittul. As we learned before, that the midaraisa bittul ba'al masagi, that is all that is required, and therefore when it is not reachable, we can rely on the bittul, and that is all that is necessary. That's the first part. Now, what if your neighbor is a non-Jew? So the Mechaber says, "Shebein Yehudi le'ena Yehudi, the halacha is eino tzarech bedika klal." That does not require a bedika at all. Why not? So the Mechaber says, "Because shemi yoimar chafim hu oisali v'nim sabo lidei sakana." In other words, the halacha is, and you have to keep in mind that in the times of the Gemara, the Goyim were very superstitious. So, since if your Goyish neighbor will see you going out at night with a candle poking around in the wall, the first thing that is going to come to his mind is that this guy is doing some type of witchcraft. And since, therefore, he might decide to come outside with a shotgun, this is called a sakana, and you are potter from bdika at night. All you need to do is check the hole the next morning by sunlight, and of course, do a bittul on any chametz that you might have.